W4HI. W4HI calling.
4HKX mobile.
KO4HKX from N4ZLK. Good evening.
How are you this afternoon?
Well, I just left the old workplace, headed home.
Get my way home also.
You up the mountain?
Mountain, I'm still probably 10 miles away from the house.
Scratchy there a couple times, thought maybe you might be up there. I know there's a dead spot once you cross the border.
On the other side of it, that's my black hole, as I call it, of Henderson County.
26, and then get off somewhere up there.
Please just travel up 25, and then come through Hendersonville and get on what's called Canoga or Crab Creek, and cut back over to Transylvania County where I live.
I know you said something about that the other day, but I couldn't remember. So you cut through Hendersonville. Okay. I've been downtown Hendersonville a few times, but we were up there just a few weeks ago. My daughter-in-law works at that new Chick-fil-A. She actually works at the one at Bat Cave, but she's going to be the store manager or the general manager of the one there on in downtown Hendersonville.
They built over on Spartanburg Highway next to the McDonald's.
Yeah, that is correct.
Far from where I cut back across. I actually travel right by it when I'm in a tool truck. But since I'm in the excursion, I can take a couple of little side roads and skirt some of that.
Yeah, they're doing well. That's the second store for the same operator. And they're just as busy, if not busier, than the one over there on Back Cave. Was it 64 East?
I don't remember his last name, but Joel is his first name. When he opened that Chick-fil-A up over there, he's just done an amazing job with that restaurant. I try to eat there every time I go out to Hendersonville, just because I love their service and the way they do things.
And if you're ever in there, ask for Abby. That's my daughter-in-law. She'll take good care of you. Just tell her hello. Tell her you're talking to her.
Oh, well, make sure I do that. Shane, you're breaking up a little bit there. I don't know if it's me or you. It might be me. I'm down a little hole. So hang on a minute.
I go under a bridge right here on the interstate. It's probably my worst low spot. Should be coming back up out of it, though.
Scratch in there, but I can make out what you're saying. Pretty good day today.
It's supposed to be my day off. And it was a heavy day, so I earned it more today than I normally do. And I had the radio on. I was listening. It seemed a little quieter today, but I realize I've got another issue with the microphone. I think it's a grounding issue. I just ordered another cable. I brought an HT with me, and when I key down on the microphone, I hear a buzz or something, which I got to get cleared out of there.
Yesterday, you had like a little click in you the whole time. It just continues like a motor click. Wasn't anything made you unreadable or anything like that. It was just background noise.
Yep, describing it. And I tried it this morning with the engine off. I just turned the key so there was nothing running, and it was doing the same thing. So pretty sure it's in the microphone. I put a new end. The clip broke on it. So that telephone, that 8 jack pin, it broke, and I put a new one on there. And there was one wire that looked like a ground wire, and I could not get that one to go in into the little pin. So I thought, well, let me see what it'll do, and it seemed to work, but no one told me I had the noise on the microphone, so I'm going to go ahead and replace it.
And it wasn't where it made you unreadable or anything like that. It was just the noise that came along with you. So not a big deal. So do you drive the local route trucks, or do you drive one of the semis?
Tractor trailer now. I did the local Look, we call them package cars in UPS. I drove one of those for 20 years and moved into driving the tractor trailer for them in 2014.
I guess that's better, you know, having to make so many stops throughout the day, I guess.
It's a lot better. I also have the opportunity to work at night, which is just pulling trailers. You don't touch any boxes. You just pull a couple trailers to one of our hubs and come back with a couple more. That's the easiest job other than working at night. We don't have any of those day runs that do that. But they leave me alone. It's like working for myself now. It's a whole lot better than doing the other. Let me get this phone call. N4ZLK. Okay.
Gigs. I'm still here, Shane.
Man, asking for another favor. He's just trying to give me more money.
Happy to have somebody that'll actually work.
Every year, we got a lot of vacations, and the coverage is a little slack on doing what we do, and I think somebody got sick, too, so that kind of last-minute deal. Try to cover things. I'm happy to help out because he has always been good to me. If I need a day off, he always takes care of it. No matter, even if he's hurting, he'll work it out.
About helping each other get the job done no matter what happens. You know, just taking care of one another.
Different world from running package. They ride you all day long, constantly watching what you're doing and checking your time everywhere. Everything's wired into the computer, and they know everything you're doing.
The UPS guy that delivers to me most of the time. Up here, they don't have the same guy run the same route 2 days in a row anymore. I used to have the same guy all the time. But I've talked to him a couple times about it, and he's like, yeah, they just ride you until you can't get it done.
System right after I left. It was in the works, but I didn't have to work under it. They call it Orion. It's supposed to computer generated. It tells you where your next stop is going to be, and it has these guys driving past neighborhoods that you know are going into a neighborhood, coming back out with still more stops in there, and coming back later. I don't know. It's just the way we were trained, old school. You don't pass something to go get something else. You get it on the way. So there's all kinds of things like that, and it tells you how you go to your first stop and how you come back from your last stop and everything. It's pretty restrictive.
Pretty aggravating right there. Knowing you got a package to deliver on the other side of the street, you can't go do it. You got to drive by it. That would be just ridiculous. That'd be like me driving past customers and say, "I'll come get you tomorrow."
And it might have you break off and go, you know, to the other side of your route. And then start delivering from that side. Well, now all those packages are in the back of the truck, and you have to climb over stuff because you haven't cleaned off your first shelves yet. So I don't know. I'm just happy I didn't have to deal with it.
I think I could do that. I would have my stuff organized front to back, what I come to first, and start working my way to the back and be done with it.
General idea that they've always held to. They got them. All your delivery stops are lined up the way they should be, the way you should go, but things are changing. Of course, they got so many new young guys now, they don't even know the difference. They basically just follow a GPS that's in the little computer. They have no idea where they're going. They just follow the computer.
What they want. A mindless drone.
And that's hard for me because I don't like being told to do something that's stupid that doesn't make sense. I just have an issue with that, and it's kind of gotten me into trouble a few times. But I'm past it now. I don't have to deal with that. N4ZLK.
Shane, I'm going to have to call you or talk to you later. KO4HX. I'll be clear.
N4ZLK. Have a good night.